You're listening to the new home of Los Angeles Raiders football. Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
It's 5:30 and this is KSFO Talk Radio 560 News. Good morning, I'm Dave Henderson.
Good morning, I'm Ginny Pryor.
A key ruling is expected today in the O.J. Simpson case. Judge Lance Ito is to respond to the defense team's motion seeking permission to conduct its own tests on some of the blood samples collected as evidence. A DNA testing expert, forensic scientist Edward Blake, says the ruling could establish a precedent for defendants' rights to independently test evidence. Meanwhile, there's to be an emergency hearing today on a different issue. Simpson's lawyers are seeking sanctions against L.A. D.A. Gil Garcetti. The attorneys contend that Garcetti is abusing the power of the grand jury by using a probe of Al Collins to continue investigating the killing of Nicole Brown, Simpson, and Ronald Goldman. They're also asking the double murder charges against Simpson be dropped. The hearing will be closed.
And there is another development in the case. CNN's Greg LaFave reports from Los Angeles.
In a day busy with court motions, Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman filed a motion against a hearing on his background. O.J. Simpson's lawyers want information from 13 years ago when Furman filed for disability. Furman shoots back, saying in court papers, Mr. Simpson's irresponsible methods of discovery appear more aimed at harassing Detective Furman and tainting potential jurors than discovering relevant evidence. Greg LaFave, CNN, Los Angeles.
In other news and on Capitol Hill, the Senate has passed the $30 billion crime bill.
Hang in there. Don't you feel safer already?
That's the Senate Minority Leader, Bob Dole.
Just do business as usual. Spend a lot of money and tell people you're going to solve their problems. $30 billion. Somebody has to pay for it.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein voted for the measure.
Mothers all across this nation don't want to have to worry about their kids going to school and catching a bullet in the center of their brain.
President Clinton says the new anti-crime legislation will make every neighborhood in America safer.
Washington's decision to detain Cuban boat people could prove expensive. The Pentagon says it will cost $100 million to set up a camp for 45,000 refugees at the U.S. Navy base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, plus another $20 million a month to run it.
Well, meanwhile, U.S. and Cuban radio stations are warning Cubans not to attempt the sea journey to Florida for now. A storm is sweeping through the Caribbean that could turn a raft trip into a deadly adventure. Yesterday, the Coast Guard picked up almost 1,700 Cubans at sea.
The Senate has recessed until after Labor Day without acting on health care legislation. Some conservative Republicans say the issue is dead for 1994, but President Clinton disagrees, and Majority Leader George Mitchell says he expects a bill of some kind to pass this year.
Mental health officials are scheduled to visit People's Park in Berkeley today, where an ongoing police sweep has netted at least 21 suspected drug dealers. By Wednesday, police had made the 21 arrests and had warrants for 30 others. Police say the problem stems from the fact that some panhandlers who hang out at the park are crack addicts, alluring dealers with a waiting customer base. Officials hope the crackdown on dealers will give the city's social service agencies a chance to help drug users sober up. The park is the site of the 1960s free speech protest.
We still have fires burning in California. A wildfire burning about 50 miles east of Fresno is still out of control this morning and burning about 2,000 acres of rugged forest land. A spokesperson, Phil Strand, with the U.S. Forest Service, says at least 400 people now from the community of Bay Creek have been evacuated, and more residents of Camp Sierra and campers at Huntington Lake have also been evacuated. That blaze erupted about noon on Wednesday. Fire officials say they can contain the blaze about Sunday night, 7 p.m. And the fire was started when a squirrel shorted a power conductor at the Big Creek Powerhouse substation, igniting nearby brush.
How's the squirrel?
Fried.
Oh, okay. Finally, on this, it's Friday. It is a Friday morning.
In space.
All right.
TGIF.
Wow, yeah, TGIF. Let's dip into our file on this Friday morning. This is from our Catpan file.
Catpan? I just heard a dog bark. Catpan?
No, Catpan.
Identity crisis.
Some protesters in New York really know how to make a stink with used kitty litter.
Oh. I'm going to have a bowel.
I thought we got rid of that guy.
He's not invited to this party.
Well, yesterday afternoon, animal rights activists protesting a research project pulled up in front of Rockefeller University in a pickup truck and started shoveling dirty cat litter onto the street.
Now, I thought I had some missing from my cat pee.
Oh,
that's where they
you
got
contributed.
It. Well, I didn't know I did.
Well, even in New York, they notice a thing like that.
Yeah.
Police arrested the driver and the shoveler. No, they weren't charged with littering.
You have such a way with words.
But with criminal nuisance.
Oh, yeah.
Criminal nuisance?
Well, that was a nice story, because it's such a downer day today.
It is?
Really, yes,
why?
It is. Well, you don't know?
No. Did I miss a memo?
Jenny?
What?
Pearl Jam's drummer quit.
Oh,
no.
The little Davey's really into grunge, you know. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
David Abruzzese.
You even know his name.
Oh,
you are into grunge.
Yeah,
well,
Dave.
He bought Dave's mother's house. What does that mean now for Dave's mother's house?
I don't know.
No more free tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no more mortgage payments.
Wait, hold on here.
So it's kind of a downer day. It's a Black Friday around here.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
Snoop Doggy Doo is still all right, though, isn't he?
Doggy Doo-Doo.
No, he's in deep
doo-doo.
He's in deep doo-doo.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's facing a murder charge.
Oh,
hey, you got to do it to sell albums. A couple of drive-by shootings.
Yeah, hey.
Platinum.
Why not?
I have no idea.
5:36. Do we want a financial headline?
What? No. Well, only if it's good.
No, it's not so hot.
Yeah. Well, that's because of Pearl Jam's drummer.
Oh, is that it?
And the market responds in strange ways.
All right.
Well, market's not into grunge.
This is KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Hey, I can spot a tough case of athlete's foot from the 50-yard line, or my name isn't Madden. You know what I mean. First, you get that itching, then the cracking, and listen to this, even burning. Now that's when you want a medicine that acts tough. That's this, boom, Tough-Actin Tenactin. Clinically proven Tenactin cures even the tough cases of athlete's foot. No wonder it's the antifungal most recommended by pharmacists. Got a tough case of athlete's foot? Get this, Tough-Actin Tenactin. Use only as directed.
You're the world's greatest football expert.
Ask me anything.
Okay, who
had Matt Millen, 1988.
Wow, which one made the
73 New York Giants.
Okay, what's the only NFL team with Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, Jimmy Johnson, Pat Summerall, and John Madden?
Never happened.
That's Fox NFL Sunday, the greatest names in football, bringing you great NFL action every week.
Yeah, but that's an all-star team.
Catch a glimpse of Fox NFL Sunday this Saturday at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific as the Bears battle the Giants. Same game, new attitude.
So ask me about tennis.
What does love me?
KSFO Talk Radio 560 Traffic. Hello, Scott Lettieri.
Oh my God, is this my last traffic report with you guys?
You better make it good. We're air checking.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. Tape's rolling.
This is an audition.
Go ahead.
No, pressure.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Good morning. Traffic looks great along the bay.
Hey, what a voice.
Wow, there's nothing to talk about.
I'll bet you get a lot of ladies with that one, huh, Scott?
Yeah.
You bet. Hi.
Wow.
Know what I do for a living? Lots
still
of publicity,
trying to figure
no
it
money.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, it's been great working with you.
Has
it? Really has.
Really?
No.
It's been a wonder. I mean, it's been wonderful.
It has been a wonder.
It's been nice.
Yes.
It's been a beautiful thing, and I'm going to miss you all.
We'll miss you too,
thank
Scott.
You.
And
thank you.
This is it. Our calling card here. Our last traffic report together, and it's a good one. Really no major problems around the bay. We do have some road work going on. Southbound 101 South San Francisco. All lanes closed for work at the Oyster Point overcrossing. There is a detour set up taking traffic off at the first South San Francisco exit and back on the freeway at the Airport Boulevard on-ramp, so be aware of that. Other than that, no other problems. Traffic is moving well as you make your way up 280. You might want to take that as an alternate. No problems in the North Bay on Highway 101. All 8 Bay Area bridges checking in trouble-free. This update brought to you by the San Francisco Chronicle. Pick up today's expanded datebook section, your best guide to this weekend's Bay Area entertainment. To subscribe, call 1-800-CHRONICLE. That's traffic on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Thank you, Scott, and good luck to you. KSFO Talk Radio 560 Sports. Well, our lead story this morning in sports is the blistering play of yours truly at the Mill Valley Golf Classic yesterday. Hindu took it to his colleagues by scorching the unrelenting Mill Valley course for a 9-hole score of... We'll have more from the champion next hour.
What was the score on that
again?
That's
our lead story in sports?
It's a slow day.
And I know there's a baseball story. That's our lead story.
Well, in other less significant sports
Dave
news.
Dave shot a
baseball.
Mill Valley. I didn't know there was golf yesterday.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It's
too bad you couldn't make it.
Yeah, it is too bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I might have been available had I known.
Well, we thought you were busy.
Yeah.
We just assumed.
You weren't busy.
You just sat in my room waiting for somebody to call.
Oh,
jeez.
Well, we already had a foursome lined up.
Did you really? Couldn't have made it a fivesome just for an old friend, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we could have, I suppose.
Now that I can't help your career anymore, stick a fork in the old dude. Sure.
Well, in other less significant sports news, baseball talks have broken off between owners and players with no new talks probable until next week. Absolutely nothing came out of the season, session, as owners insist
out
on
of the season,
season two, as owners insist on sticking with their salary cap proposal. Yeah.
There was a lot of preseason football action last night around the NFL. The Saints crushed the Cowboys 28-10 in New Orleans. The Colts improved to 4-0 by ripping the Browns 24-7. The Broncos got past the Cardinals 30-21, and the Chargers picked up their first exhibition win by blitzing the Rams 24-6. Tonight, the 49ers play their final tune-up before the real thing. They take on the Seattle Seahawks at Candlestick Park. And you turned down two freebie tickets to that. I couldn't believe you. That's so out of character for you. Oh, see, and there's another thing that's out of character. He's speechless.
No, he was counting his golf score again. Yeah. He's doing each stroke to see if maybe he couldn't lose one in there somewhere.
Okay. See, six and six and six, 12.
In the trap
seven,
in 12.
And eight and
out in 13.
Does 20 over par sound familiar to you? That was your score.
Over that par? Was not 20 over par. It was
20 over par.
Shot a 42. So there.
And par 42. Was 20.
He shot Jenny's age.
I'm not 42.
Oops. That's right, birthday girl.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Bay Area weather.
Coastal. I don't got to show you no stinking 42.
Coastal low clouds, fog extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness. Highs 60s coastside to the mid-80s well inland.
We already have a 60 in Oakland right now. 54 in San Rafael. San Jose has 55. And here in San Francisco, 57 degrees.
At 5:41. Now you're up to date on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
KSFO Talk Radio 560. Gene Nelson.
Good morning and welcome to a Friday, this 26th day of August, at the sound of the crowing hen.
Are we going to smash the alarm clocks today?
You want to smash the alarm clocks?
Okay.
Until you saw how nice my alarm clock was,
and
you said, can I have it?
Oh, could I have
it's
that?
It's a talking alarm. This is what you don't know, but when you're gone, little Davy and I use this alarm. Now, listen to this.
It's 5:42 a.m.
That's good.
There? That's terrible. That's irritating. Oh, I hate that.
Oh,
thing.
I did break it.
You did.
I broke the alarm clock. Look at this little thingy is just kind of dangling. There you are. You can have that, Jenny.
Thanks.
Here.
Now that it's broken.
Take that other piece.
I was going to bring my alarm clock in, but I'm too cheap to really destroy it.
That's
so
what I see there?
What I thought I would do is strangle myself while I'm crowing this morning.
Is that? Okay.
Yeah. This
on the last
I'm an alarm clock for a lot of people. Here I go.
Yeah. Well, let's begin by singing happy birthday to Jenny. Well, first, we have guests in the studio. Little Misses, do you know how to control your own microphone there, if you would? Well, and introduce yourself. You got to talk right into the microphone. The Little Misses is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Over
Jenny,
in the corner.
Dave. Hi, Carol.
Morning, Carol.
Do you want to introduce our guests in the corner?
Oh, my niece, Tricia, and her friend, Stacy, are here.
Yes.
And their eyes are even open.
They've been sent to the corner already, so everybody on their best behavior. They're here. It is kind of a significant day. Now, these are the rules. The reason I brought the Little Misses in, her job, if I should...
Puddle.
Yeah. If I should puddle...
Take you to the bathroom.
Then I immediately throw a cue to her, and then she reads the weather forecast time checks until we get it. The other thing that occurred to me last night, if I should start to...
Puddle.
Is if maybe if you could give me some encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, a little go, you can do it.
Try some more.
Yeah, all right.
You're the man.
That'll be your cue. The Little Missiles will be in there with time checks. You'll be in there. And you'll be in there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the rules of the game today.
Okay.
I have a little tequila sunrise, courtesy of the newsroom. Thank you. I have never known you to give away booze before.
Little sunrise.
Thank you very much for that. Let's sing, how many years? We didn't know until the other day that Jenny is an older woman. The psychic came in, and then she had to give her real age to get a freebie reading. That's why you gave your age.
That's not my real age. I just knew I would get a better reading if I said I was old.
Is that right? That she'd feel sorry for you.
That's right.
Well, then how come Dave didn't get a good reading?
Yeah, she stiffed me.
Boy, he has no future at all, and his past was pretty stinky, too.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for a little happy birthday for Jenny? Everybody open all the microphones.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear growing hen.
Happy birthday to you. Hey.
I'm going to have a bow.
Oh, you're He wasn't invited to my party.
There is
I hate
your
that
gift.
Guy.
All right, on a Friday, we've made this decision. Here it is on the Take This Job at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to do the Johnny Paycheck, the kind of the gruff, the their version.
Yeah.
But I thought since the little missus and I are headed toward Kauai, we would begin this Friday with the kinder, gentler Hawaiian version
yes.
of Take This yes. Job. Playing it for us and also playing it for Helen Lomas, who dropped me a note. She said she is retiring today from Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City after 26 years of nursing. All you patients at Sequoia Hospital, I would check out now because the care from now on will not be good.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Ooh, yeah, my
KSFO Talk Radio 560, and a good morning to you, 548 Gene Nelson program. We begin with a Hawaiian version of our Friday morning song, and Johnny Paycheck will be along later. How are you this morning, 26th day of August? Let's check what happened on this day in history.
Flashback.
August 26th, 1950, a TV premiere.
Better come running and cold spine and edit his Busta Brown game.
Busta Brown is on. 1978.
The crowd is roaring their approval for the appearance of the next pope of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope John Paul I.
1920. Woman suffrage activist Carrie Chapman Catt hails victory as the 19th Amendment gives American women the right to vote.
At least 1,000 legal enactments were necessary, and every one was a struggle against ignorant opposition.
1963.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be.
This song hits the top of the pop charts.
My boyfriend's back. He is coming, better cut out on the double. Hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
I'm David Melendi with Flashback.
Well, of course you are. 26th day of August, 238th day of the year. We've got 127 left. Sunrise this morning, 6:34. Sunset at 7:45. In my almanac, the one without the music, just a couple of things today. 1920, 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing American women the right to vote. That was declared in effect. Official International Hockey Hall of Fame opened in Toronto, 1961. And in 1968, Jeannie C. Riley, whatever became of her, got a gold record for, remember, Harper Valley PTA. Just a month after the record was released, she got a gold record. And that song was the stepping stone for writer Tom T. Hall. He wrote that, became a top country performer.
birthdays today. Besides Jenny Pryor, a few incidental birthdays. Former Washington Post executive editor Benjamin Brantley is 73 today. Former Democratic vice presidential nominee Geraldine Ferraro is 59. Singer Valerie Simpson, 46. Tonight Show band leader Branford Marsalis is 34. And actor Macaulay Culkin is 14. Turning 14, bad career move for a child actor. Weather, same as it has been. Coastal low clouds and fog extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness, high 60s coastside, mid-80s well inland. I really did break that alarm clock. I had a little hunks of alarm on my weather forecast. High 60s coastside, mid-80s well inland, and tomorrow more of the same. San Rafael 54, Oakland 60, 55 Redwood City, 57 in downtown San Francisco. Westerlies at San Francisco Airport, 7 miles per. 551 KSFO Talk Radio 560. Gene Nelson on a Friday, and good morning.
Labor Day weekend is traditionally the time to celebrate the end of summer. Well, I don't know about you, but the end of summer doesn't seem to me like something you want to celebrate. The people at AMPM must agree, because instead of waiting until Labor Day weekend to have a beer sale, they've dropped the price on 12 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors to just $5.99 right now, while there's still some summer left to enjoy. So stock up and have fun. And when Labor Day finally comes, you can celebrate the end of summer or the beginning of fall, or just the fact that you got a lot of beer at a great price. That is $5.99 for a 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Because when you really think about it, you don't really need to think about it. 12 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors, just $5.99 each. Where you save time, save money. AMPM. No wonder it's one of the West's favorite stops. Save on 12 packs of Pepsi, too. Now just $2.99 at participating AMPM mini markets for a limited time only. Prices may vary.
Every year, the Discover card gives you something no other credit card offers. A cashback bonus award. That means money, as in positive cash flow. Up to 1% paid yearly based on your annual level of purchases. So the cash won't just trickle in. It could pour in. Add in the fact there's no annual fee, and you could end up with a nice pool of money. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
In addition to the cash back bonus award, when you use your Discover card, you can also save with SmartRate, the program that lets you lower your credit card interest rate.
Of course, choosing a credit card other than the Discover card would mean no cashback bonus award and maybe a big annual fee. But that would be a real financial dream. Discover card, a member of the Novus Network.
553 KSFO Talk Radio 560 and traffic with Scott Letieri. Hello again, Scott.
Hello, Gene. Looking good traffic-wise on this final day of the Gene Nelson Show. It's Friday, looking good. Southbound 101 in South San Francisco. All lanes closed for work on the Oyster Point Boulevard overcrossing. Detours have been set up, though. Traffic being taken off at the first South San Francisco exit and back on the freeway at Airport Boulevard. In the South Bay northbound 280, just south of Race Street in San Jose, there is a stalled car being pushed to the right-hand shoulder. Heads up for that. Highway 280 looks good along the peninsula. No problems on 101 in the North Bay. And all of the 8 Bay Area bridges are checking in trouble-free. This update brought to you by the Reno Hilton. The Steve Miller Band will be performing August 30th at the Reno Hilton. Tickets available at any Bass Ticketmaster outlets. Names so big they only fit at the Reno Hilton. That's traffic on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Scott?
Yes?
Never say final to an older person.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. 554 KSFO Talk Radio 560. All right, here are some things you ought to know about the show today. First of all, I do have mail. I got a ton of mail when I came in this morning and a ton of faxes. I'm not going to be able to answer any more mail, or people that are requesting things or readings that I've done, just not going to be able to send them out anymore. So please understand that. If you don't get a response from me, it's because it got in here too late. You wouldn't be amazed, because I'm not, but I was going to say you'd be amazed the number of commandos who waited until now to get their commando card. Huh? Yep, I've had probably more requests in the last week than I've had in the last 10 years. Gee, I was just thinking, why don't you send me, well, it's dated now anyway, but we got all the commando cards out we could. Anniversary show tapes, we still have some tapes from my 30th anniversary show. They're at the front desk. Obviously, you can't get to them now, but later on during office hours, starting at 9 this morning until about 4:30 this afternoon, you want to drop by and pick up a tape? Great. If you'd like to leave a contribution for the Doug Sciutto Endowment Fund, that would be great, because that's what we did originally with those tapes. Originally, we sold them for $15. There's no price tag on them, just whatever you want to pay. And if you don't have any money and you want a tape, come on in and pick one up. That's the way we're going to do that because there's no time to mail it. Some people said, why don't you tape your last program and then make those tapes available? Because we don't have the facilities or the manpower. Because as of today, there is no radio station here. 300 Broadway is, I don't know, a parking lot or a gymnasium, exotic dancing, something like that. But no more radio, and there are no people here. We're all gone. I mean, the whole crew. KSFO moves to KGO. Down the street, they have their own studios. They have their own crew. And so we'll have nobody here. No secretaries, no machine, nothing. So we can't send out any tapes of the last show, even if I did record it. I think that brings you up to date on everything you have to know. Oh, tapes only until 11:30 today? Are you kidding? 11:30, they're shutting the office down? Oh, because everybody's going to the luncheon? Is that it? Why, you bunch of weenies. If I can't even put on a full day's work. So until 11:30 today, if you want to pick up the tapes. Thank you for mentioning that. And phone calls, I'm not going to be able to take phone calls today. Well, if the president calls, I might squeeze them in, but that's about it. So I'm not even going to give the phone number, fax numbers. Yeah, if you want to send some, fine, 765-0560. But again, I probably won't be able to respond to those. But phone calls, I'm not going to have time for a lot. And I don't want to get into a whole lot of maudlin, mawkish goodbyes. I really don't want to do that. So it's going to be tough enough. See, already. Little missus, quickly get your microphone on. Where are you when I need you? 556 KSFO Talk Radio 560. And so there are some things we're going to do this morning. I've got some songs that we've shared over the years that have some history and some meaning for you and for me. I've got some air checks of old tapes. I have a tape recording of my son that will embarrass him to death, but that's what parents are for. And what? Oh, and some reports from John. John Madden called me yesterday, took me completely by surprise. And if you didn't catch that, I'll play that for you again. What a special person. 557 KSFO Talk Radio, 560.
The big one is coming September 4th. You can't miss it. September 4th. Fox NFL Sunday. With John Madden and Pat Summerall calling big matchups with the greatest NFL team. Kicking off with a breakthrough hour of football entertainment with Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, and Jimmy Johnson. All broadcast in Dolby Surround Sound. The big day arrives September 4th, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Catch a preseason preview Friday night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific as the Packers tackle the Saints. Fox NFL Sunday, same game, new attitude.
Hey, I can spot a tough case of athlete's foot from the 50-yard line, or my name isn't Madden. You know what I mean. First you get that itching, then the cracking, and listen to this, even burning. Now that's when you want a medicine that acts tough. That's this, boom, Tough Actin Tenactin. Clinically proven Tenactin cures even the tough cases of athlete's foot. No wonder it's the antifungal most recommended by pharmacists. Got a tough case of athlete's foot? Get this. Tough Actin Tenactin. Use only as directed.
Shay, baby, I'm sure glad I called 1-800-BAY-AREA.
I love them red roses you sent, Nick. They put me in a real good mood.
Yeah, baby. Them Hoogasian people knew exactly what I meant when I told them you were something special.
Hey, Nick, come a little closer. I got a little thank you for you.
Shay, Florence, that was some kind of a smooch.
Well, Nick, you're some kind of guy. I like that 1-800-BAY-AREA idea, Nicky.
Shay, I'll call Hoogasians at 1-800-BAY-AREA more often. Then, you'll always be in a good mood. Eh, Florence?
Oh, Nick, that would be swell. You're such a gentleman and so handsome, too.
You're quite an eye for yourself, Florence. This 1-800-BAY-AREA number that Hoogasian Flowers set up ain't half bad.
Let's call 1-800-BAY-AREA and have some of them lovely Hoogasian flowers sent to my mother. After all, Nick, she's going to be living with us after we're married. Nick? Nick!
KSFO.
Yeah, 559, a reminder for you songwriters and musicians, record producers, hit songwriters, and publishers from L.A. and Nashville are going to be in the Bay Area on September 10th and 11th. For more information, give us a call, KSFO Talk Radio 560. Thanks to Andy Dolich from the Oakland A's, really nice note, and a box of more hats than a guy would ever be able to wear in his entire life. I think every cap the A's have had in their entire history, I think there's a Baltimore Oriole cap in there. Thank you, Andy, and had some nice things to say about our relationship over the years and said this supply should keep your fair skin head out of the sun. He also says, mahalo, hasta la vista, shalom, and later, dude. Bay Area weather, Bay Area weather, coastal low clouds and fog extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness, high 60s coastside, mid-80s. Well, inland tomorrow, same old, 54 San Rafael, Oakland 60, 55 in Redwood City, and 57 downtown. Good morning.
You're listening to the Bay Area's new talk station, Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm David Hull. President Clinton is celebrating...